Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
And joining us now, as he does very often, our guy, PFT commenter with the Pardon My Take podcast. PFT, what's going on with you, brother? How you feeling?
How's it going, man? I am feeling great. I'm feeling as good as I've felt in a very long time. I'm so excited. Who could have ever imagined that this was going to be the conversation we would be having today on, was it January 24th? And we're still playing football. We're still playing football on January 24th, boys.
Yes. And look, but you know, like, we had a question last week, like, when did you know? Well, it was early this week, actually. When did you know that this team was good? When was the point of the season where you said, all right, this team is not just having a run, they are actually good?
Okay, so I thought that we were actually good after that Monday night game, the Monday night game against the Bengals. Maybe it was because I was there. Maybe it was because it was, like, you know, the coming out party for Jaden Daniels. Maybe it's because it was on national television. But what I saw, at least on the offensive side of the football that night, I was like, you can't fake this. This is not happening by chance. This is something special going on right now. And we've got it all together. We've got a dude on offense. And we've got a coach that's got the team fired up. We've got a coordinator that knows what he's doing. This is a legitimately good football team. And from that moment forward, you know what? Even maybe I was a little bit early, because after the Giants game, I said, I think we might have a great offense. That first Giants game, the one where we didn't score a touchdown, the one where we were just kicking field goals all day. But the way that we were moving the ball that game, and we were taking some stupid penalties in the red zone, costing us chances at goal line opportunities, I saw something from that offense that made me think, like, this is a very, very good offense. I think that this is, you know, the points aren't showing it right now, but this is something that could really carry us a long way. Now, I was thinking, like, maybe we could be in a wild card chase by the end of the year. I didn't think that we were going to be, like, this far. But in terms of being in the NFC Championship game, man, I didn't really think about that at all. I thought, let's get to the playoffs. Then I thought, let's win a playoff game. And then last week, it was just, let's shock the world. And now we're here. So I haven't like ever sat down this season and been like, I think we're going to have to make it to the NFC Championship game. That hasn't happened. But I did think that we were going to be a very good team, if not, you know, a great offense right after that Monday Night Football game.
All right, the first guy I heard say, why not us, was Rev T. He calls into this show all the time. And now you can see that has picked up, where everybody believes in it. You know, are you aligning yourself, or how long have you been thinking, oh, hell, if anybody can do it, we can do it?
Yeah, no, I totally think that. We have a great chance. We're not the betting favorites. Vegas doesn't think that we're the favorites. Mm-hmm. The public, I don't know. I think I'm seeing a lot of money come in on the Commanders against the spread. But, you know, we're definitely an underdog. Like, don't get it twisted. The Eagles are not underdogs. Don't let them try to tell you, oh, we're doing the Philly thing where we put the German Shepherd masks on. Nobody believes in us. Nobody likes us. Yeah, you guys are the juggernaut. You guys are supposed to be here. Would have been a disappointment if the Eagles weren't there. Like, we're very much an underdog going into this game. But we have a very real chance to win the game, too. And I think most honest Eagles fans would even admit that we always talk about how we wanted to be feared. We wanted to be hated by people inside the NFC East. And for the longest time, it was just, you know, Philly and Dallas thought about each other, didn't think about Washington, could be bothered to think about the Commanders or the Giants for, you know, the last decade. And we wanted to be back in that conversation. Well, we're back. We are in that conversation. We are hated by the city of Philadelphia, but I also think that they're a little bit afraid. I think that they are angry that they have to play Jaden, that he's in the division. They realize that, hey, we don't have the best quarterback in the division anymore. We're, you know, in the words of Goodfellas, I don't know if you heard Philly, but I've been going a long time. I don't shine shoes no more. You know, like this is us telling Philly, like, be prepared for the long term. And also, in fairness to Philly, I'm upset that Big Dom is in the division, because Big Dom, I fear that man. That's the guy that I wish was in any other division, their security guy.
Big also, Dom's Jay, my guy, man.
You know, Big Dom, because I heard a story that Big Dom keeps a stack of cannolis next to his desk.
I've known Dom since back in the early, like right in 2000 when I got there. Dom has been around a long time, bro.
Yeah, but the one guy that really scares me on Philly is Jalen Carter. That guy he just wrecks any game plan you throw at him. You're not going to be able to like put one guy on him and expect that you're going to limit him from getting to the backfield. You have to scheme around him. You have to get him moving right to left after he crashes to the inside and try to. That's why I think Austin Ekeler might have a big game for us. I know he did in that Thursday night against them, but I think we're going to have to scheme plays away from Jalen Carter, and that doesn't necessarily just mean like handing the ball off and running away from him. I mean like doing a little bit of misdirection, making him change direction, and hitting somebody out wide. But that's a concern for me, is dealing with that bad man, because he will smash your hands out of the way if you try to put hands on him, and he'll be in the backfield causing a fumble before you can play.
We're talking to PFT commenter on B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. PFT, you know, we always wanted all the talk to be about what they're doing on the football field. But you know what? This team has drastically changed. I mean, the whole franchise. Off the field, whatever. I hear you got a little care package from all the Commanders. And did you ever receive anything from the previous regime?
You know what? The previous regime, they did send me after Jason Wright took over, after he became president. I still like Jason a lot. I think he's a good dude. I think he was put in an unwinnable situation, and I told him that at the time. I was like, I like you. I want to be like fully behind the Commanders, but I know the challenges that you're going to face better than you do right now. And I hope for your success, but good luck with everything. So he sent me one of those Letterman jackets. Remember those when they came out with those? Right after they rebranded and changed the Commanders, I got one of the original ones that has the wrong dates of the Super Bowls on the back.
Yeah, me too.
So, isn't that like a perfect encapsulation of everything that happened for the last like 30 years? Like they even in their best moments, trying to like reach out and mend fences and say, hey, we want you guys, you know, come support us again. They still manage to screw up something. So, and I don't blame Jason for that, by the way. I think he's a good dude that had a tough spot that he was put in. But no, never before that would they even give me the time of day. But yeah, the care package was nice. And I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited. Also, you talk about culture off the field with this team. What do you think about Jaden Daniels' no girls policy? I've been personally practicing that for 39 years. And I've yet to win an NFL game, but if it works for him, I'm pretty pumped.
Well, I think his mom said that. He didn't say that. But ultimately, I'll just say this here. Listen, I always have to know girls' bodies. I dealt with women. You keep yourself on the right side of the law that way.
Yeah.
I think what his mom is saying, and I want people to understand, is she understands the game that's played out there. Yes. And she's going to be there to protect him. if somebody just think they're going to get their hooks in on them and try to get a quick one, nah, it ain't happening. And you got to have people around you like that, because let's be real. You know, I will say this. You got to watch the girl, but you got to watch some of these hanging along dudes, too. You know,
yeah.
I'm saying there are a lot of guys that like to hang around you, and they mean no damn good. I used to hate when people come along to my boy B. Mitch. I don't know you, dude. You're not going to go get in trouble, and then they're going to come after me. So you got to watch those people, too. And I like the fact that he has somebody that can be with him all the time around and watch his back.
Yeah, I do, too. She's like an offensive lineman for him. Hey, she's telling him with these girls, like, you know, what's really important is protection. Like, she's being offensive lineman like that. Like, I'm giving you all the time.
When she said it, she rubbed some people wrong. But you know what? There's a slew of folks out there, and that's all they do is try to find them one, come up a little quick one, and then try to be in your life for the next 18 years for sure, and give you pure hell. So to hell with that.
No, I love it. I'm pumped that she's doing that. I think it's like, I don't know if I love like her doing media about it, because Jaden's probably not super happy that there's a headline there being like, Jaden Daniels is not allowed to date.
I think that's also old. I think that Amazon did a documentary
on
LSU
ago.
when the first year of NIL, and it was like Skeens and Cruz, and I think the gymnast that's so famous,
yeah,
and Jaden was a part of it. So I think that is actually like, I mean, at least a year old, probably older than that now, the actual footage of Jaden's mom. And dude, knowing Jaden's mom a little bit, she's also kind of funny and matter-of-fact. And, that's definitely how she kind of jokes but is serious, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get it. I got the tone from that, too. And it was just a very funny headline, especially when the aggregators put out the graphics that just said, no girls in front of Jaden.
See, they put it out like that because they're trying to get a rise, but... If you really listen to it, you understand her message. You're not going to just roll in, think you're going to just come in and have a little fun, and think you're going to be trying to pick up some of this stuff he's earned all this time. It ain't going to happen.
Hold on. I just saw the PFT's tweet. Follow Matt PFT commenter. The aggregator, he said, look at this graphic, B. Look how out of context ridiculous
it
that is.
That's what I'm saying. That is why they put that there. That's not what she's trying to say.
No girls.
She's saying,
with a picture of Jaden.
I'm watching my son's back. Don't think you're going to slide in. No, it ain't going to happen.
Dude, so... PFT, I think you'll love this. Talking with our friend, PFT commenter for Pardon My Take, Barstool Sports, Macrodosing, all of it here on the Rude Guest Hotline. So I just had to run over. They're practicing in the bubble today, PFT, and I had to grab credentials for a bunch of people for this weekend's game. I had to run over there because I just wanted to get it done. And as I was coming out, the offense must have just gotten out of a meeting or film or whatever, and they were kind of running up. And Terry McLaurin's running up to the bubble, and he's jogging pretty good. It's cold out, and you got to be outside, whatever. And I'm kind of going the opposite way. And Terry's getting ready for the biggest game he's ever played in, certainly as a pro. And he's just like, yo, what's up, JP? He's just like the most down-to-earth, regular dude. And Jaden is, too. And I feel like, listen, man, any team that gets to the conference championship game, you're going to root for. But this team just has special people on it that I imagine for you, as a dude that's largely gotten nothing but grief for being a Burgundy and Gold fan on a national level, like, how much are you enjoying this run?
Oh, my God. It's crazy. I'm sure a lot of people out there feel the same way, but I still kind of don't fully acknowledge that it's real. Like, I have to remind myself all the time that this is where we're at. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm loving it, and I'm reading everything, I'm watching everything. I've been locked in this entire season, just I have every other season before this. But the fact that we're here is still kind of surreal to me. But it's such a fun team, and you're right, I've gotten a lot of crap, especially from people that I work with, just, you know, tossing out the Commanders, Washington being like a pathetic franchise. I get that all the time, and I love watching these guys play, and it couldn't happen to a nicer group of guys. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for the entire city, too. Like, D.C., this is what we've been waiting for, and football is back. Like, officially, we're back, and let's open up the bandwagon. We missed a lot of people throughout the years. People fell off. They had their reasons to fall off the bandwagon. I know the people that are listening right now, a lot of you are probably diehards that stayed locked in over these years, but you know that there were a lot of reasons why people had every opportunity to take that exit ramp when it came up. And I'm just saying, open it back up. Bring everybody back. This should be a great time to be a football fan. The beautiful thing about the Redskins, the football team, the Commanders, and especially the old days, like that's what united the city. That's what made a community here sometimes. And let's get that back, because this is a special time. And also, I've found myself saying, you know, or at least buying into the thought that this is the start. This, we've got, you know, a quarterback that can take us places. Football should be back in D.C. for the next 10 years. But let's not kid ourselves that it's very hard to get to an NFC Championship game. It's very hard to do that. There's no guarantee at all that we're going to be back here ever again. Like, it could be one and done. Things happen in the NFL all the time. The Jacksonville Jaguars went to New England, played against the New England Patriots back in 2017 or 2018. Blake Bortles was their quarterback. They should have won that game. They got hosed out of that game by the referees. They would have gone to the Super Bowl. Everybody in Jacksonville thought, we're back. Guess what? Or I guess, I don't know if you could say back for the Jaguars, but they thought that they, you know, the defense was special. They had a quarterback. Obviously, that's a different situation, but that expectation was still there. Like, young team, we'll be back. No, this type of stuff happens all the time. Like, you're not guaranteed to get back there. So enjoy every second of this. Like, seriously, soak it in. Have a great time. But also enjoy it, because it might not happen. We're not guaranteed to get back here. I hope that we will. I think that we will. But let's focus on this instead of just being happy to be here.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Dude, I totally – B and I have kind of joked but kind of been serious about this. Like, when we would get callers and stuff and want to talk about what a magical year it is and how much they've accomplished, there is a time for those conversations, but that time is not now.
Not right now.
They got a game to win Sunday, and it is really hard to get to this level. Think about how good the Ravens are. Think about how good Lamar is. They've never been to a Super Bowl, right? Like, Lamar has not. And I think – every season is its own entity, and you cannot think about what else can happen. You focus on Philly this week. I'm curious for you. I'm an AWL. I listen to the pod. I've heard you and Max all week. What are you most nervous about with Philly, and what do you have the most confidence in with Washington?
All right, I'm nervous about Jalen Carter. I'm nervous. I talked about that earlier, but. So this is how I deal with things. I went back. I watched the tape. I watched the all 22 of our first game against Philly, our second game against Philly, our game against the Lions, and Philly's game against the Rams, just to try to get a sense, maybe just to convince myself that we might be able to neutralize the guy. I don't think that there's a way to take him out of the game entirely. You're going to – same with Saquon, too. So there's two big impact players, Jalen Carter on the defensive line, and then Saquon Barkley on offense. And I think you have to kind of think about them the same way. Maybe with Saquon especially. Saquon is going to break off some runs. It's just going to happen. He's that special of a guy, and that offensive line is that good where they will be able to have a few plays where he'll have a little lane that he can get through. And if there's not a little lane, he'll make a lane for himself. He'll figure out a way to get through there. The key is to try to limit him from scoring touchdowns on those big plays. So if he might break off a 30-yard run, but don't let it be 40 yards for a touchdown. He's going to find a way through there, take good angles in the secondary, and try to make a tackle. Easier said than done. But that guy makes me a little bit nervous. And then Jalen Carter, you can try to double team him. You can try to scheme away from him. I think that's probably the best way to handle it. I still don't know what our plan is going to be at right guard, but we've got a dude that's next to him at center too. That can contribute a little bit and give him a hand when he needs it. And he's a good player.
For sure.
And I think that if you're going across the board, Max was asking me yesterday, like, going through the roster, where do we have an advantage over the Eagles? I would say at quarterback. I would say at punter. I would say at maybe kicker. And, well, depending if it's an extra point or a field goal, because Jake Elliott's the most accurate postseason kicker in NFL history on field goals. He's the least accurate kicker in NFL playoff history on extra points. Crazy stat. But then I would also say center. I think Juergens is a little banged up. I heard whispers that he
missed practice
real
this week.
He was looking real stiff with his back walking around Philly this week. So I think we've got an advantage at the center position as well. Yeah, Jalen Carter and Saquon. Those are the two things that that make me a little bit nervous.
Those are the two everybody should be concerned about because they both play at a very high level on both sides of the ball. So,
I think I got one more advantage for you, PFT. Maybe you'll disagree, but I think Washington's got the better staff. I think Dan Quinn's better than Sirianni. I like Kingsbury better than Kellen Moore. And Joe Witt, you know, Vic Fangio has accomplished more, certainly, but the way Joe Witt has this defense flying to the ball and creating turnovers has really been impressive, man.
No, I agree with that. I think that Quinn, I would rather have Quinn, I would rather have Cliff, and I would rather have Josh Harris, which is making some Philly fans very, very upset that Josh Harris –
them being mad at Harris is so stupid.
I know. Well, if you look at how the Sixers are doing, I kind of get it. You got to get your grief out somewhere. But yeah, I'm so excited for this game. I want it to be Sunday right now. I'm waiting for kickoff. I'm gonna be on pins and needles all weekend long. And then we had Fred Smoot on Part of My Take yesterday or today, and him and I made a little deal. If we're lucky enough to win this game, we're going to try to do a Love Boat cruise down in New Orleans during Super Bowl week.
I advise you not to get involved with that.
You got a spot for me and B?
No, I'm not going. I'm letting you know that right now.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll deal with that once we get there.
They got alligators in Louisiana. Don't jump off the boat.
I
told him we could do the Love Boat, but on one of those big fan boats that they take out on the swamp. I don't know if entertainment would like being on a fan boat as much as they would be on a yacht, but yeah, we'll
not
we'll
a lot
see.
Of space I'm, on those fan boats, depending how many visitors
and the gators
have.
Could come up on the deck.
Yeah, it's also a little bit more dangerous, but yeah, maybe I don't know. We'll see what we can do about that, but that's something we can talk about next week if we're lucky enough to win this game. And I'm just focused on the NFC Championship game. Pretty incredible that we're here. Yes, enjoy that. But also, let's not go into it with the expectation that this is going to happen to us again and again. The Lions, everybody thought after last year, they'll be back. Yep. Guess what? They're at home right now.
Right. Totally, man. Focus on this weekend. PFT, thank you for making time for us, bro. Appreciate it.
All right. Love you guys. Let's.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
We'll see you in New Orleans.
Yep.
Hopefully, watch Washington practice.
Yes.
Legendary PFT commenter. Check out the Pardon My Take podcast. All his work at Barstool Sports. Follow him at PFT commenter on X and Instagram.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I work out. I used to. I haven't in a while, to be honest with you. If you are looking for coverage this weekend, keep it on the Fan. Yep. Yeah, the game's at 3 o'clock. We're starting at 9.
Nine.
They started 9 for 1 o'clock. This game's at 3 o'clock, and they're still starting at 9. Do we know the lineup, Lanfield? Is it Earl? My guess is Earl till 1 or so, and then Denton and Linnell till post game, and then Doc takes over? That's my guess. I don't know. But it's going to be awesome. And the Westwood One radio coverage is phenomenal. You can listen to that here. Coverage starts at 9 a.m. Of course, it is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday.
Yes, it is.
We're enjoying that. It's, I mean, that much more amped up because it is NFC Championship weekend. It's my wife's birthday. It's my mom's birthday. It's a busy day. B, what does it say about my cosmetology that my mom and my wife have the same birthday?
You got to stop the cosmetology, though.
What is this time of year called?
It ain't cosmetology.
What is your sign if you're born?
Astrology.
Sure, but do you know what January is?
This may be Aquarius or Capricorn right now, I think.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know exactly what it is. My brother's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
He's
going to tell me he's 40, but, you know, he's I think he's 61. No, 62.
What do you make, B, of Eagles fans all of a sudden hating Josh Harris?
They all of a sudden. As soon as he bought this team, they started it.
He owns the Sixers.
That's how they feel. Like, listen, man, he owns the Sixers, but the Eagles run that town. And he bought the team that's directly competing against them. And now the team is in the first year they're in the NFC Championship game. That's why they don't like him. And you know what? If the Sixers go win, they'll cheer him on. But when the football season comes, they're gonna boo him.
The Sixers spend the ninth most money in the NBA. They have a payroll of $186 million.
Yeah. They pay their guys. They do what they need to do to be able to win.
They got good facilities.
But they can't give Embiid a heart.
It's not Josh Harris's fault that Embiid is soft.
Yeah, like they can't make him have a heart.
Do you know
they can't give him courage.
Do you know how much money Embiid's making? Do you know how much money?
He signed a $190 million deal, didn't he?
He's making $51 million this year.
Yeah.
Here's how much money Embiid's making. He's making $51,415,938. He's making so much money that you just kind of round it to $51 million. Mm-hmm. 99% of Americans, if they just made the $415,938 annually, that'd be a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
hell yeah.
Do you know what Joel Embiid is going to make in the 2028-2029 season, Brian?
Probably 60-something.
$69 million.
Yeah, yeah. And I would
good luck.
I would come back and add an addendum to that contract. You got to play, dog. You don't get paid.
Must show some semblance of heart. I don't understand being mad. You know who? I think you can make a real argument is the best owner in sports.
Ooh.
Stan Kroenke. He owns teams in every sport. And they've all won a title in the last decade.
Well, but you think about
just
think about this. I'm asking this question: If somebody had owned, let's say Ted owned the Wizards, and then he went up and purchased the Eagles, we wouldn't be very kind to him here.
I get that.
That's why it's football rules. I know LeBron talking about. Basketball runs.
He has since changed his.
He lied because y'all got like 6 million people. Football got 20-something million.
Stan Kroenke, granted, he's got Walmart money. But this dude owns the Rams. They won a Super Bowl, right? Stafford, Aaron Donald,
mm-hmm.
owns the Nuggets. What's that big fella they got out there?
Jokic.
Keeps winning MVPs.
The Joker.
They won. The Avalanche. Just won. I want to say the Avalanche won the year after the Caps
Hockey?
Won. Yeah. These rich dudes operate in a different capacity.
Well, somebody was talking, I think they were talking about that yesterday. It's business to them.
Right.
They don't care where the city is. Okay? They understand. But you think Josh is going to shy away from owning this team, knowing the possibilities he can do? You know, and I think everybody that complains, if they had the opportunity, they'll do it too.
Yeah, it's just Philly, like, parochial protectionism, basically. All right, you ready for this? I got the – here's your schedule for Sunday. Earl Forsey, 9 to 11. Linnell and Denton, 11 to 2. Then I guess they turn it over to Westwood. So it's a Westwood One broadcast from 2 to postgame. And then you get Toby and DOC after the game. Then you get Earl back for after the game.
Damn, Earl, you better go sleep in between, dog.
Yo, how late, if they win this game, how late do you think Earl will be on? Till the junkies come on.
The show may be going on, but Earl ain't going to be in there till the junkies come on. But I put money on that.
I think Earl does it from home.
Yeah, but still. That game be over at 6-something.
Say they're out of Westwood coverage at 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So Toby and Doc will probably take it till 11?
I don't know if they're going to go that long.
That's
4 hours and something, dog.
If they win, you don't think people are calling?
People could call, but there's going to be somebody else talking to them later on in that show.
That's wild. Landfill, how much coverage will you be helping out with on Sunday? What can we count on you?
I'm gonna be helping out on the coverage from my couch.
Landfill will be doing post game show. You can call Landfill. Yeah, you can definitely call Landfill before the junkies start Monday morning.
I'll be helping out with the post game show.
I am fired up. When we come back, we've got Jeff Walker's hype song. Jeff, I hope you did it. Hope you did it right, Jeff. Nate Dogg out here selling anybody, anywhere, anytime sweatshirts. I kind of like the T-shirt. I'd wear that T-shirt. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. With little feathers. There's a cool Jaden as Major Tutty flying a Jaden plane.
Tutty.
Nate Dogg got T-shirts, baby. Also, Marshawn Lattimore did not practice today. That's a planned Veterans Day off. The PR folks reached out to make sure that everybody understands. Here's a quote. Lattimore isn't out there again. Same deal. Planned vet rest day, not injury related. DQ, Jaden Daniels will be speaking soon. We're going to go to Philadelphia, get all caught up on what's going on with the birds from Anthony Gargano.
Birds.
Looking forward to that. But if you hear Lattimore didn't practice, do not be alarmed. We are here to quiet the alarms. He's fine. It's pretty remarkable thinking about all this, where we are, NFC Championship weekend, and my guy Jeff, I'm ready to hand it over to you. Jeffrey, are you there? Are you ready?
Of course.
Of course. I'm always here.
And, dog, my inspiration is my boy Rev T. Yeah, like, as crazy as that man is, he's passionate.
Well, he's crazy.
When he say, believe. And for real, that's all we need to do. Let's get into it, Landini.
Boy, ain't it different the way that we've been living. Walked into the Lions, then and gave them cats a whipping. Team wasn't phased, we've been in our own lane. Now let's go to Philly and win another game.
Sean Barkley. We are not worried about Saquon Barkley. Left hand up.
Shayshawn.
I like that, man. I like that shout out to our chief, too, man.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. We ain't never punting. I like that line, too. Well done, Jeff. Let's hit that again. Maybe after the governor, when we open up these phone lines. They're in the NFC Championship game, man. Yeah. And we got songs. There's real excitement. You got it, dude. I went out last night to celebrate my wife and her friend's birthday, and all anybody wanted to talk to me about was the game. Old men, young men, just everybody. And it is.
They have changed with people
taking over the city.
They changed the whole. You know, people were always laughing, asking why. Now they can't ask that no more.
I like this. I just saw this comment in the stream. If you want to check out the stream, you can at 106.7 The Fan on YouTube. Greg Martinez has a Redskins logo as his avatar. He says, as an atheist, this is the only time I believe. I love that.
Wow.
It's a big tent, man. We got room for everybody. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to Philly when we come back. Get some injury updates for the birds.